say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, fam? Before we get this episode started, we want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors. Buzzwax, who is now our main sponsor. Go check them out on their website at kooka.com. That's where I get all my wonderful... let's just say candies from. Go check them out. Blazer 88 Foundation, Project K9 Hero, Lori's Dive-In. Check out who is on this episode, by the way, Miss Missy, who is featured on a lot of spicy social media sites, but we'll have her link on this episode. Riley's Tractor Works, 601 Roofing King and Blue Collar Alliance. Down Yonder Hat Co., Cotton Field Grill, Cashman's Pub, Better Than Basic Marketing, Middle Georgia Total Health, and our Artist of the Month, or Artists of the Month this time, is Delta Circle. They are an alternative country band out of Savannah. Please go check them out on my Facebook now. Noble's Dirt Works, Noble's Networking, Yankee Paradise South, 22 Sierra Coffee, Hot Diggity Dogs over in Eastman, and Miss Sarah Blake Cheek. You can find her on RealMe. And on October the 5th in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the SEC tailgate. Now, each one of these sponsors are on our social media. So, go to my Facebook, Josh Terry, Cochran, Georgia, and look up each one of these individual sponsors and reach out to them. All of them have wonderful products and are wonderful people to work with, and we are grateful for each and every one of them. Now, enough of me doing some politicking and selling. Let's get into the show. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning to the Josh Terry Podcast. After another slack ass month, because I don't like doing this no more. I love doing it. It's just, I haven't been able to get the guests I want on. And today I've got one of the guests that I want on. I told you I was going to start being picky. I'm not just having anybody on the show anymore. And I scraped the bottom of the barrel for this one, but she still counts. She made the cut
list. But at least I made you scrape for it.
That's right. You made the cut list. Well, I caught shit a couple. Oh, Missy, by the way. Miss Missy, y'all seen her on several episodes. I forgot that y'all don't see what I see right this second. But I caught some shit from a lot of girls who does like OnlyFans and Real Me and all that stuff a couple weeks ago, because I did an episode with a dude and I was like, I'm not having just anybody on the show anymore. Like, I have to actually like you. Like, I don't. Even if you are successful on social media, like, I'm just getting out of the way of letting anybody be part of what I do, because I don't like, I've done, me and you both have got burned by so many people. Yeah. Then it's just like, I'm not fucking with just anybody anymore. Like, I don't, it's not worth it. Like, it's not just worth a couple bucks. No, it's not.
It'll cause you more problems than anything, even if they have a big following. It'll just, and if the chemistry is not there, it's a miserable hour, however the fuck long you go. But like,
yeah,
if the chemistry is not there, oh my God.
Well, the forcing a conversation is a bitch anyway.
Yeah.
But then when it's not like, even though like me and you probably technically have two different walks of life with what we do, we get each other, we respect each other.
I think we have mutual understanding, you know, like basis of hard work and ethic and being a good human. And overall, that just gets us through.
Well, you have depth. Like, there's some people that do certain things on social media that, what you see is not just scratching the surface. That's all they are. And
no bottom of the barrel for them.
Yeah, there's no bottom of the fucking barrel. And the bottom of the barrel is bucket trash. Like, it's just, it's trash water. And I refuse to anymore.
I found those people, and you just don't want them in your circle in general. So inviting them to a professional thing, even to start, invites that, you know, let them think that they're potentially going to be joining you, you know, in future business ventures. And it's not a good idea.
Well, that's where I kind of got myself into a little bit of a bind, and I just decided, like, you know what, I'm just gonna do a hard reset.
And it was legit. There were people asking to come do the show. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. And then I would talk to them like on the phone, because that's what I done started doing now. Like, instead of just jumping on to an episode, like, I'm going to have a couple conversations with you first. And there's like two people back in September that were supposed to be guests. And if they're hearing this, you'll figure this out real quick that it was you. But I
I'm
was
waiting to hear
like,
if this is real good or
well, it was
bad.
just like, we're not going to have anything to talk about. I don't want to
Oh, yeah.
hear, in all due respect, like, I know what you do and how you make your money, and I think that you're fucking great at it. Like, you're a beautiful woman. You're cool as hell. You're one of the nicest people I've met. But like, you're more than just putting your asshole online. And
Oh, yeah.
the girls that reached out to me in September, like, they were just about that. Like, they were like, hey, we want to talk about this, this, and this. We want to cover this, this, and this. And I was like, nah, no, we're good. Like, I don't care. Like, we don't have to do this. If, the hell with you. Like, I don't
Wait,
need
you don't want
that.
to talk about my ass today? I thought
I'm,
that's what I signed up for.
it might be.
Okay.
Folks, y'all should go look at it. It is a quality turf cutter.
But
You do have a top.
there's more than
There's
just
more. She also has a vagina.
So you think.
Yeah. Well, if you don't, darling, you are hiding it well. That's funny that I say that. That's funny because I hope this woman, and I hope I'm addressing you the right way if you hear this,
Oh, dear God, Josh, what are you doing?
is coming on the show like this month. And she does OnlyFans, but she's a transgender.
That's actually becoming a lot more popular. And I swear to God, those transgender women, is that what you call them, transgender women? They are
That's what I'm
hot.
gonna call them.
They are hotter than me. Like
Well,
I gotta level up a little bit. Like
that's
they are handling it.
what's funny about it, dude, is whenever she started following me, like, I just saw the big following. So
Yeah.
like, usually, if you got a shit ton of people that keep up with you, first thing I'm gonna think is like, business wise, I'm gonna
Sure.
be like, okay, that'll make for a good episode, right? So
Right.
like, and so I didn't even realize she was transgender. And then I was like, okay. Well, then I started looking at her pictures and I was like, maybe she is. Maybe, but still, I guess, however you say it, it's an attractive woman. And
Right.
like, I saw in one of her things where it was hashtagged that she was
Right.
transgender. And I was like, oh, okay, well, now I think this will make for a great episode because
Of course.
I can reach out to her and be like, hey, you got me. Like, you almost tricked me, bruh. Like,
Well, there's a lot. And first of all, usually their pages are very loud and proud of it, which I love it.
she
Like, good on
wasn't
them.
like
But
she's not.
she's not like that.
No, and I really respect people that are, how do I put this and not get canceled? Really proud of who they are, but they don't try to
Course.
force it on anybody else.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, I think that is just the coolest thing to me. Is like, if that's who you are, then that's cool. Just don't force feed it down my throat.
Yeah, I
And
think that's fair. I mean, just with everything in life,
yeah.
some people don't aren't certain things, and it's okay. They don't have to be.
But that was even like when me and her had messaged back and forth on Instagram, she didn't bring it up. And then I sent her a message and I was like, look, I think I'd like to have you on the show. One of the best shows I ever had was with this dude who's getting married to a transgender person.
Oh,
And
yeah.
me and him are the complete opposite on everything in this world. But it was a very cool, very respectful conversation. It was two different walks of life or whatever. And like, I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I think it'd make for a great episode knowing how that person was raised, what made them want to transition, like all
Sure.
that type of stuff. Like, I was like, you know what? That's depth.
I agree.
That's more than just saying, oh, I do OnlyFans or I do Real Me or whatever. Like, I want to have you on. And I was like,
Right.
okay, well, that's cool. Like, that's, yeah. So,
First of
but
all, first observation, you must be super into the Real Me world now. Like, is that, are you promoing Real Me now? Are you one of the people? Are they
yeah.
one of your advertisers?
They're not, but Sarah Blake Cheeks, one of my best friends, her and her husband Maddie, and they're
Yeah.
associated with it. So
Yeah, I know.
like it's like, okay, all
Okay,
right.
cool. I
But
dig it.
I think Lily and Gypsy do it too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so but
I was just wondering because
yep.
I've never heard you shout them out like that before. That's awesome.
Well, it's just because recently Sarah and them, like, we'll be doing a show with her in a couple weeks, and she's her and Maddie, I just love them so much.
Yeah, sure.
Anything that I
She's
could
wonderful. I don't know
any
her husband, but
you'd love them. anything that I can help with. But that's the same thing with you. Like, all you'd have to do, all you'd have to do is be like, hey, Josh, you want to do this? And I'd be like, fuck no, yeah, Missy. Yeah, like, it's, no, yeah. Like, it doesn't take much. But like I said, it's the people that I like. It's, I'm not an in-between person. So it's, if I don't like you, I'm not going to be fake nice to you. I'm not going to do whatever. I'm just not going to fuck with you. To where,
yeah, I've noticed that about you, and you keep your people in your circle close.
Well, it's just, sure. I don't want to have to talk shit about nobody, or I don't want anybody to talk
that's
shit about
me too. You know what? I won't talk shit about anybody, but yeah. I won't connect with you either. Like, yeah. It's not, I'm not going to be a dick or anything. I'm just not going to put my energy there, and it's fine. Like, well, I just like to keep it clean. I like to keep it simple.
Well, especially since the last time me and you even talked or whatever, like, my whole life has changed, and I've just decided. It ain't worth it. It's not worth the negativity. It's not worth the bullshit. It's, you know, you don't have to live my life. I don't have to live yours.
Right.
And if it's where I have found what brings me peace, I'm going to be unapologetic about what brings me peace. And
that's how I felt. Like when I went through my divorce, I had a lot of soul searching to do. And I decided no matter what, I was just going to do what makes me happy and not at the expense of other people. Of course, I'm not going to go out there and just like, you know, hurt people and stuff, but like, I just give no fucks. Like, I don't care. If you don't like it, go away. It's fine. I'm going to do my thing. I'm sorry if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt my feelings. It really doesn't. Like, truly, it's the most like freeing experience. I don't know if you've gone through that. I mean, you kind of didn't give a fuck before anyway, but like, when I went through my divorce, I gave no fucks. Like, yeah. I've had somebody come talk to me and she's like, how do you just like not care? And I'm like, I just don't. Like, I honestly, truly in my soul do what I want and I feel comfortable with my choices.
Well,
I just do.
I already had the mentality a long time ago that, you know, and this is kind of fucked up, but I just like, it kind of got referenced to some Bible stuff recently and it made me feel better about having this opinion in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt that you came in this world alone, you got to leave this world alone. It's your job to make yourself as happy as possible in that dash in the middle, right?
Yeah.
And I always like, but people would, every time I would say that, they would be like, well, what about your parents? What about your kids or whatever? And the cold hard truth is, and it even says like in the Bible, like you're supposed to worry about you and your spouse, not your kids. Like right. It's not, you're not supposed to love them or whatever, anything like that.
Right,
but your main priority is supposed to be God, your spouse, then your youngins. And the thing is like your kids grow up. And when they grow up, you want to be the positive influence on them to where they do whatever makes them happy in their life. And now I already had that, but now over the past couple of months, I've kind of got it in my head to where it's like, I've got to live that life. Like I've got to stop allowing other people to kind of give me my joy or give me my happy. I got to find it in myself. And if you're not being unapologetically yourself and what makes you happy, then you're not doing a justice to yourself.
Right. Well, and if you're constantly seeking validation or your sense of self-worth from other people in anything, in any degree, you're never going to find it because everybody has a different opinion of how somebody's supposed to live their life. Everybody. You could have, you know, everybody that you love on this side and then the whole internet on this side, and they're all going to disagree and think you got to do it a different way. Yeah. And so you just got to do it your way. You just have to.
Well, it's even like, I think you might've been part of one of these episodes that we talked about this with a group, but maybe you wasn't, but, I can't define your morals.
No,
right? Like morally, I don't know what you find acceptable and what you don't,
right?
But I know it's not my place to objectify or like say what your morals should be. And like, that's also, but that goes for everything. I don't just go for what, you know, what me and you do to make money on social media. People might look down on and think it's stupid, but we get to live the lives we want to or whatever. And we're not bad people.
Absolutely. I think if you could just I think that's the important part too. First of all, you got to make sure if you're going into something and anything, like we talked about anything in life, if you're going into something that might be a little bit risky, first of all, you need to make sure you're okay with that choice yourself. Make sure that you are strong enough mentally and physically to handle it. And then you just need to go for it and test it out. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's fine. But if you're going to go for it, give it your all. And you can't let others dictate anything while you're deciding that. Because if you do, you're never going to actually go all in and try it for yourself. Yeah. And so you'll always wonder. And so, yeah, I just don't think we need to be letting other people make decisions for us. Because like you said, when it's all over, we're leaving. We're leaving by ourselves. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thought. And I think that's why I really am comfortable walking into a room and feeling exactly how I want to feel and acting exactly how I want to act. And just not caring what others think. Like, I'm going to die one day and it's not going to matter. It's really not. Now that being said, I would never, ever, ever put myself in a situation to make other people feel uncomfortable or project how, you know, my wants and needs over other people. I never want to put people in a situation where they have to feel just uncomfortable or, you know, disrespected. I would never do that. But when it comes to me.
Okay. But that's another thing I'm having to learn now too, though. In order for somebody to be disrespected, they had to think that you respected them in the first place. It's kind of the thing.
Fair point. Yeah.
So it's like this. How did that dude put it? To be offended, you have to take offense. So if you do something to me, the only way that I should be disrespected by that is if I think that you're trying to do it. It's all in perspective. So like, I shouldn't look at you or anything you do when you walk into a room with me and be like, why has Missy got that on? And that's disrespectful as fuck. No, it's not disrespectful. She's happy. Who cares? Like, why are you worried about?
But if I'm going out of my way to get into your space to cause issues, then I feel like that is, you know, my intentions are different.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
but
you know what I mean.
I would
never go out of my way to intentionally cause issues with somebody. Yeah. Now, if I'm minding my business, I don't give a fuck what you think. I just don't. Like, I'm not offending. I'm not doing anything intentionally. I'm not trying to cause problems. But there are situations now, especially with social media, where people go out of their way to try to get reactions from people, you know, and it can be disrespectful. It can be hurtful to people. It can be a little alarming. And I would never do that. I'm not judging the people that do. It's just, I personally, that's my line. That's my morals. That's my ethics.
I get it. I get it. I'm past that point. I don't care no more. Like, if I walk into a room and I'm happy and something that I'm about to do is going to piss you off, reevaluate yourself. Like, because I'm not making the decision to walk in there and be anything but other than myself. And if that's not if that's not good enough for you to just let me be happy without you getting disrespected, I feel like that's more on you than me.
That's fair, but I probably shouldn't go twerk at grandma and grandpa's lunch table for a reel, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah. That's different. That's different. That is being respectful, but that's also having manners. I mean, that's
one
of the biggest things. I taught Gracie at a very young age. I said, look, you ain't got to be the prettiest kid. You ain't got to be the most athletic. You ain't got to be the smartest, but you're always going to have manners. Regardless of what you do, you're going to treat the janitor like you treat the president. You're going to treat the principal like you treat the dumbest teacher that you got. Like, you're going to be respectful to authority figures and or anybody just that's older than you. And that's even like people still give me shit to this day. I've probably done it to you. I call women, regardless who you are, ma'am. Like I say yes, ma'am, to every woman that I talk to. And a lot of them always be like, I'm not that old. And it's like, not about being old, jackass. It's about being
respectful. I've never felt that it's an old thing. No, I feel like it's very, I don't, as a woman who gets that a lot from, you know, because there's a lot of guys in my circle, they're just very respectful like yourself. And it just makes me feel like such a queen. It just makes me feel heard and seen. And even if it's not, like, literally, like, you just did it, right? When, you know, I was like, hey, I just got a call. I'll be there in a second. And you're like, yes, ma'am, take your time. Like, it's so respectful. It's this peaceful, respectful feeling. And I very much appreciate when people do that. I should probably do that more often. You want me to call you sir?
No, I do not.
Yes, sir.
No, that one does. No, hell no. I hate daddy. There was recently somebody around me and they did it and they were like in a sexual way. They were trying to flirt But they did that. And I was like, look, bitch, my daughter calls me daddy. You can stop that now. That does not do nothing for me. Now, that sir shit, that's liable to give a little twitch in the old undercarriage. Like, like that one's liable to know. Hello. Like, hello. Yeah. How are you doing?
See, it's the same feeling. That's the same feeling we get too. We're just like, oh, okay, yeah, we see. You know what? You say yes, ma'am, to women, they're gonna immediately, their mood is shifted. Like they are, they notice.
I've seen it on their faces before, but like I don't do it because of that. But don't get me wrong, like it ain't like it ain't in the back of my mind.
It's a positive consequence.
Yeah, I've seen them, especially like you get a couple drinks in her, and you say yes, ma'am, to her, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, she's a little blushing right now.
That's what happens. She'll pretty much turn into putty if you keep doing it, I think.
Well, that's usually my goal, to become a clay maker. But anyway, so you told me a lot of stuff's changed in your life since last time we talked. What's new?
God damn, I feel like we haven't talked in forever.
When was the last time we was on a trip together? In April or May?
Had to have been May, April. Oh my God, where did this year go?
Yeah, this year's over with, dude. Yeah, because
April or May. You're right. You're right. Because like just so, yeah, so much has changed. It's just been so busy. I've been traveling. I went from going to Nashville every month to all of a sudden going to 2 to 3 states a month.
Okay.
I got a bunch of new like modeling contracts, so that's been fun. I moved. Completely upgraded my kids' lives. Thank God. I've been working fucking hard for it. I had 3 of my girls in one bedroom and my son in another room and me in this tiny little room. So I gave my girls my master and I lived there for 3-4 years. And finally I was like, you know what? 1200 square feet is just not cutting it anymore. My kids all of a sudden grew 8 inches this year. My 2 oldest ones, 8 inches, both of them.
Damn.
Not combined. Each. And so I've all of a sudden got these like giant humans in my house. They're taller than me. And I moved and then I started my own, another business. So I've been,
what did you
I had
start?
a lot of models coming to me, a lot of, you know, OF girls and just people in general on social media asking, you know, how I do things. And that's wonderful. I will always tell people how I do things if they ask, but it got to a point where they wanted a lot of girls. They didn't want me to just tell them. They wanted me to show them. And so I started a social media marketing management company and it took off faster than I expected, which is good. But when you're starting a business from the ground up, it can grow too fast. And so it became very overwhelming. I think everything's good now. Like we're getting, you know, everything moving, but it was a lot and I love it. I love mentoring people. I love helping people. I always tell people, and I genuinely mean this, I just want everybody to win. I really do. I genuinely do. And especially women who are working their asses off, you know, if you're going to go show your tits online, you better make it worth it. You better make it worth it. Like people always talk about how the average OF girl is making like $100 a month. And that's probably true because they suck at it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make that leap, which is a very vulnerable leap, do it. Do it all. Do it all the way. Figure it out quick so you don't have to do it forever and make your bag and get out of there. Well, and so that's what I've actually started doing with a lot of these girls. I show them what I do on social media. I show them what I do on OnlyFans. I find trends for them. I help them organize things. I've turned into Mama Missy.
There's and nothing so, wrong with that.
I love it. Well, I love it. And you know what? I'm the fucking old broad online.
You're not that old. You're not that old.
So I might as well just lean into it and help them. They're all so young. They're so
if
sweet.
Anybody wanted to reach out to you about that, how would they get in touch with you?
They can just message me on Instagram. You found Missy _again on Instagram is my primary. But really, as long as they just try to catch my attention in the comments on one of my Instagram pages or that's pretty much it. I'll message them. I'm pretty much everywhere. You can find me everywhere. Just type in you found me somewhere.
I like that because I've tried to tell people from the very beginning, like you feel like the old lady. I feel like the old dude because I've been doing this shit for 8+ years now before TikTok was around.
Right.
Like between working in radio, Snapchat, everything back in the day. Like I have not had a real job besides for radio in almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just been working off social media. Mm-hmm. And like I thought I was so far behind the eight ball, but all my buddies that are wealthy and loaded and just made a stupid amount of money, they're all in their 40s. So it's like, okay, my numbers are way better than what theirs was at 37.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be fine. Like I always, I've always believed in like the rule of 40 anyway. It's you learn, make all the mistakes that you learn from in your 20s. You rectify them in your 30s and you're successful in your 40s. If you kind of do that.
Right.
And anyway, so like I'm right there on it. But the thing that you just said that I really liked was I've been telling people forever, you got to take the notoriety that you get on social media and turn it into your next project. You got to be willing to do something that you haven't done before. Like you can't wait on somebody else to say, hey, I need to start a social media marketing company. If you think you can do it good, do it.
And then, just go for it.
I mean, because what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It's really
not. If you're not willing to take risks and like you're not going anywhere.
No.
If you're usually the things that you're most scared to do are the things you're most passionate about, but you just don't know how to make it work. But if you're passionate about it, you're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
Now it might be messy, and you know some people might get trampled on the way to do it, but you'll figure it out. And I love marketing.
I do business too.
I love it. I love the back end of everything. I love, you know, things that the stuff that makes everything go around that people don't see. I don't like being in the spotlight. It may seem like I do, but I really don't.
I'm the same way.
It's like all of my soul to get out there. And then I turn the cameras off and I have to like quietly recharge and not talk to anybody for a couple days.
You've been out with me in Nashville before, you know, like I don't I want to hang out with my friends. I don't want anybody fucking with me. I don't want anybody bothering me. I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to talk about social media. I don't know how many times, and me and you, we've got to make some reels, obviously, this month.
We do.
But there's been so many times that, like, we're just having fun and we forget the business. And that's where I am. And people don't get that. It's like, if I come up with an idea for something, I'm going to do it right then, more than likely. But most of the time, I'm not sitting there constantly thinking about it. And that kills me on so. Like, I've had several friends to be like, dude, there's no reason why you shouldn't have 1 million across the board followers on everything, but you suck at it. Like you don't want to do it. And it's like, I don't want to do it. I don't like if I post something and it blows up, that's great. Otherwise, I'm just going to post what I want to, not what I have to. But social media in my bag, it's leading people to this show and the show's growing is what my bag is. And some folks just don't get it. Like you got to experience life in order to do what I do is how I look at it. Like you can't just be constantly in your phone.
Right.
But some people don't get that.
I didn't have social media before I started doing this. Yeah. I gave it up for years. I hate being on my phone. I really hate it. And I remember when my kids were younger, they would point out that my face was always on my phone. I'm always looking at my phone. And even now it kills me, but it's just, you know, the necessary evil sometimes, and it's getting worse, I feel, but especially because now I have a business, you know, helping 26 other people online.
That's cool.
And I'm always got to be searching for stuff, but really I hate it. We've talked about this time and time again before too, like all these trends and everything we have to do and stuff that makes us uncomfortable. I got to use sounds sometimes and I'm like, I fucking hate this song, but I have to, it's trending. Yeah. And it just messes with my who I identify as, and, you know, my, but I, God damn, you got to sell your soul to be online and relevant sometimes.
You do.
And that's okay.
You do.
It's okay. Because online really is a character of me anyway.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to view it. And that's where, like, in my, especially like in my personal life, in my dating life, it always is a fucking pain in the ass because it's where I say that sentence that you just said at the beginning of a relationship. It's, hey, this is a character.
It is,
though. Like, I know that you think that this is me. I know that you think that this is me, but you've been around me You know that I don't constantly act like this. I just right. don't want to go back to working a regular 9-to-5. I love what I do for as far as the show goes with country music, with all that side of it. And this is the work side of it. This is like doing a podcast with you. It's great. Doing a podcast mm-hmm. with a lot of the people that I do one with is great. But every once in a while, you got to do one that you have to do. And that's work. Right. And I fucking hate that. There's
it's
a lot
okay
of,
for it to be work too. Like this yeah. is work. We wouldn't casually be doing this yeah, if we didn't no. set a schedule. Like we no. just wouldn't.
And that's where a lot of people just don't get it. So it is a character. It is a job. It is you turned up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And some yeah. people just
yeah,
don't.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's my favorite part about getting, you know, anytime something goes viral or anything online, you get trolls in the comments of all these judgmental people make these snap judgments that, you know, in the 5-second reel that they've seen you. First of all, the reel is usually a trend or a character yeah. or an exaggeration of some sort, just because the dopamine hits that people have to get now in order for them to view anything online. You better post something that is so fucking crazy or jarring or controversial or just something so crazy. Otherwise, it's just going to get swiped on by. You
I,
have to.
I just figured, I just in the past month figured out Instagram. Like I just like, and that's what's crazy. I have doubled my following from way more than that. Like I had like 20,000 followers on Instagram mm-hmm. and I just never fucked with Instagram. I never did reels, never did nothing like that. And within 30 days, it's up to almost 50,000 that quick, but I figured it out. So now that I've figured out that game, I'll blow that bitch up in the next before the end of this
you started posting some controversial shit. Absolutely you did, because that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I started posting. Well, I got out of the okay, so for the longest time I stopped posting what I wanted to as far as what I thought was funny.
Okay.
Because I was like, it's gonna get community guidelines took down, it's blah 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 this, blah 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 that, because yeah. I got dark humor. I think
I do too.
I got fucking dark humor coming out my ass. And that's what I didn't get is, damn, there's a lot of people out there with dark humor. So I started posting my dark humor stuff on Instagram to where TikTok don't give a fuck about it. But Instagram does, and that's what Instagram wants. Instagram wants dark humor. They want semi-racist stereotype shit. Like, and I'm down for that. That's my bread and butter. You yeah. throw out to where I can be racist and playful at the same time. And that not just towards, you know, just one culture. That's towards white people. I hate white people the most. And I can do that all day or day. And Instagram eating it up. Like all the people that started fought, like a lot of professional athletes have because of some of the stuff that we've done. And I'm like, oh, if they like it, I'm on to it now. Like I know what I'm doing. Problem is I got out of that. If you go look at my early stuff on like TikTok, I was doing that stuff, but I was getting community guideline violation after violation after violation.
Well,
and, I was like, I don't want to fucking do this no more. Like you're taking all the fun out of this.
Right.
To our Instagram and Facebook's like, nah, bring it on, bro. We're here for this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. TikTok's sensitive. It's and always close to an election. Everybody get ready because your TikTok accounts are going to get deleted. But I really feel like, and I tell the girls that I manage this all the time too. I'm like, people want to see you have to make it relevant. You have to, and that's another thing too with social media, you kind of have to make it more about your viewer than you because it has to create some kind of emotional reaction with them. And you can't just post a picture of your ass, you can't just post a picture of your tits, because that's a dime a dozen and it's free and it's whatever. Like people are desensitized to all of these things they see online all day. You better make it, you know, relevant to the person that's watching it. And you got to make it that you want them to remember you. You want it to have personality. You want it to have something that they're going to, even if they're remembering it because it pissed them off or they remember it doesn't matter. They still remember it. And it's even harder on Instagram now. And I don't know if you know this, but they changed their algorithm. Now, instead of boosting you in the algorithm with comments and likes, it's now about the shares. So how many people are sharing your reels? Yeah. And I'll tell you what, when you're a fucking online whore, they're not going to share your shit. Who are they going to share it with? They're secretly on your profile.
Oh, absolutely.
Share it. So yeah. I had to tell girls all the time, I'm like, you better make it. It's harder for you now. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody likes a good thirst trap. Like I catch myself yeah. staring at their tits too, but it's not, they're not going to remember it later. They're not going to remember it. They're not going to share it. It's not relevant to them.
Yeah. Like, they don't,
well, they don't care.
If you can't be a soccer mom and share it with your soccer mom community, or right. you can't be a married man and share it with your right. friends, you're literally killing the biggest demographic in the fucking country. Yes. Like, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I've always said, get across, because like, don't, like again, like you, everybody wants a good thirst trap. It catches yeah. attention and stuff. But like,
I'm telling
what you, what are you gonna do with that?
I will sit here and I will stand on this hill when it comes to women that do what you do. If you'll make yourself look like a dumbass more than mm-hmm. you'll try to make yourself look sexy, mm-hmm. they'll buy the fuck out your shit. Like,
they will,
because it's humorous. Like, they I can sit there and send, like, even if you had on what you had on right now, if you were to do something stupid but funny, mm-hmm. I got a reason to send it to all my buddies to where they're right. like, oh, this is humorous. Or right. or it's the opposite side too with women. You gotta think about it like this. A woman ain't gonna share a woman that looks better than her with her friends.
No.
Unless that bitch is doing something stupid yep. that they can all pick on together.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Or they can relate to. And right. then they will. They're not like you. You can't right. get that.
I think it's okay to, at the end of the day, to make fun of yourself.
Oh, you have
like,
to.
I've been talking to my girls. They're like, well, I don't know what to post. And I'm like, write down everything you do during the day and make fun of yourself for doing it. Like, I was thinking the other day, like, this is just how my brain works. I love marketing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know how everybody always puts in their notes, like, new post, or they put in their yeah. stories, new post. I'm making a reel, and it's going to come up, but I'm just going to make a reel, you know, point of view. You write new post, and I'm just going to be staring at my phone all day. Like, yeah. it's so exciting to see it. You have to make it relevant and make fun of yourself, because we do these really dumbass things and we yeah. know we do it. So call attention to it. And people can relate to that, especially in the social media world when none of us really want to be there.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I think it's, I don't know. But of course I say that. And then some of the reels I post, I'm like, this is funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't give you. So.
Yeah. I think what you should do, I think you should find your biggest insecurity. And I think you should constantly be talking about your biggest insecurity, because yeah. that's going to attract people that have that insecurity, for one. But then yep. two, people, like, it'll kind of give you validation not to have that insecurity as well, because
right.
people will be like, that's not that big of a deal.
Well, but it'll be funny. That's just in life. When yeah. you are willing, secure enough to make fun of your insecurities, just be like, yeah, I'm like this and it's fine. Like, whatever. People are always coming to your rescue to tell you it's not that big of a deal. They are.
Yeah.
And I love that, though. I love that. I'm actually, I'm probably outing myself here, but I'm creating I'm always up for another business venture, but I'm creating like an alter ego online yeah. now. And I'm just so excited. I'm going to offend some people. I know I am.
You have to.
And it has nothing to do with them. And that's the thing. If you're insecure and you're online, everything you're going to take offense over. And just because somebody's making it doesn't mean it's about you.
Yeah,
so just stop. Usually it's about themselves.
Yeah. Like I said a while ago too, in order to take offense, you have to, or in order to be offended, you have to take offense. You don't have to take offense. It's up to you.
Do not.
Yeah. There's
too
many.
But you know what? If you want to be offended in my comment section, bring it on. Share it with your friends. Tell them what a dumbass I am. Do it.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't do nothing but help. People are just so fucking stupid. They're just so. And I try and I do my best not to be judgmental about this, but there are just so many people that have to be so miserable. Like,
oh, yeah.
They have to be so miserable, and it's got to be. And I don't mean to not sound humble when I say this, because I'm trying to learn humility right now, but. It's like, I'm happy. I don't feel the need to go, even though my life ain't exactly what I want it to be right now. I don't feel the need to go to somebody's page and leave comments and show, like, like aggravate you and try to make you as miserable as me. Like, you got to be a miserable cunt to just see something and be like, oh, I'm going to give this my attention.
That's all it is, too, though. It's them searching for that dopamine hit, like we talked about, searching for that rush. And it could be negative energy. It could be an argument. It could be a debate. But people don't have enough excitement or direction in their life that they got to go online and seek that rush, that adrenaline rush. And usually it's at the expense of other people to feel better about themselves or to feel like they accomplished something. And it's disgusting. Like, why?
Yeah.
Get a hobby. Go fucking touch some grass.
Yeah, I heard this the other day. If someone is trying to hold you back, you have to realize they're already behind you. Or if someone's trying to bring you down, you have to realize they are beneath you already.
Absolutely, they are.
So it's like, why are you even paying them attention? Like, why are you even giving these people that aren't where you are? And that doesn't mean that you're better than them. It just means they're not where you are. And it's like, why are you giving them attention? You don't see anybody that is more successful than you giving you shit.
No, never.
You don't ever see that.
Always supportive. Always, you know, and that's the most amazing thing. I love that about social media. I've looked at some things, like, you know, you'll scroll through comment section. You're just like, there's so many people that go out of their way to share, you know, support and admiration. And I just think that's so wonderful. I'm live on TikTok every single day. And you know you're successful. You know your views are going up. And this happens every time. When the trolls come in the comments.
Yeah.
When everybody starts, you know. And we have this thing we're starting called troll bingo. We have all the cliche ones up there. We do it together. And it's just fun. Because they all say the same thing. But you can't feed into them. And first of all, if you are insecure, please don't be on the internet. Just in general. Nobody should be. But... because you'll drown. Your skin will get cut very quickly. But really at the end of the day, these people just need a fucking hug and maybe to get laid.
They need a foot in the ass.
They're not getting either of those.
No, they're not. Yeah, but if any of you troll bastards are listening to this, try being happy and you might get laid. Try being happy and people might be nice to you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a miserable bastard. And just inspect, you're going to attract what you give out anyway.
Absolutely.
So if that's what you're putting out into the world, you're not going to get anything but negative back.
I think they're okay with that.
I don't think they are. I think that they don't know another way. So it's become.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's become comfortable to them.
That's true.
Yeah. And so many people are scared of uncomfortable. They're scared of
now. That is definitely true.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when did that happen? And I mean this very generally, of course, but I feel like in the past 10 years or so, I've noticed more and more how people are just cowards because they don't want, it's uncomfortable to have conversations, tough conversations. It's uncomfortable to do difficult things.
Yeah.
And so they just avoid it. Like the whole like ghosting because people want to avoid stuff.
Yeah.
Is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, here I am sitting here. So I'm so grateful I'm this way too. I'm so secure. I'm so confident and not in a cocky way. I really am not. I truly mean this though. Like, I am not scared to voice my opinion openly in a real conversation, a real dialogue, not to insult anybody. But if I have something to say, I'm going to say it. I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. And not a lot of people have the courage to do that.
Well, there's
weird.
Well, they're scared that this invisible army is going to come for them if they do.
Yeah.
They're scared that they're going to get pretty much lynched. And it's like,
and they might get some pushback from the person. They might.
Yeah, but who gives a shit? Like, you're voicing your opinion. If everybody had the same opinion, this world would suck. This world
would be awful. We wouldn't get anything done.
It would be fucking Russia.
Yeah.
It would be. And like, everybody sees how much everybody's always talking about how shitty Russia is. It's like, that's what you would live in, or Nazi fucking Germany back in the day. Like, that's what it would be. Like, you're supposed to be different. I love people that are different walks of life. You just have to be respectful about it.
Don't be scared of it and ask questions. I think that's the thing. People just assume there's one right way and there's one wrong way. And that's painful. If that's how you think and you can't be open-minded about something, and you don't have to agree, even if you're not, you know, you don't agree with it.
Yeah.
You still need to be able to have a dialogue about it. And that's okay. Just respect each other's opinions about it.
Some people just can't. They lack empathy.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, there's I didn't realize till recently just how some people have a lack of empathy to where they cannot see anything besides their point of view,
right,
their feelings.
Right.
And I'm so opposite of that.
Me too.
It fucks me so bad. Like, there's been times in my past where I've probably hung around somebody longer than I should or been friends with somebody longer than I should because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
I took their feelings into consideration.
Right.
More than I took, obviously, more than they gave a shit about mine.
Right.
And it's just like, what the fuck? For the longest time with, like, Gracie's mom, I was not the best dude to her when I was younger.
Sure.
And I just, like, whenever I started dating somebody or whatever, like, I would downplay it on social media or I would downplay it in like, around my friends or whatever because I didn't want to get him back to her and hurting her feelings because I didn't think she deserved it, right?
Sure.
And I can't tell you how many relationships that's ruined or how many it messed up right off the bat because I was more concerned with not hurting her feelings and me having empathy towards her than the person that I was with. And, like, the older you get, you start realizing I'm not Gracie's mom. If you hear this, I'm not throwing you under a bus here, bitch. But she wouldn't give me the same respect.
I was going to say, if she were, though, if
she wouldn't give
you
me
know,
the same
as amazing
respect.
As you say, she is, and she deserves that respect, she would understand. You know,
no, that woman would now she would a year or so ago, she wouldn't.
Right, well,
now she's better. But a year or so ago, fuck no. No, she was ready to kill me about a year ago now.
Well,
but even with that, like, you got to realize you're not going to get that same thing from people, but you still should show empathy and you still should try to relate to everybody else. Not just throw them under the bus if you don't get them.
Yeah. I think there's a fine line between codependency, relying, you know, all of your worth depending on what other people think or projecting what people could potentially be thinking and engaging, you know, how you react or how you think around what other people think. But there's that also, you know, being empathetic and just a good person and being able to hear them and talk to them. So it's a very fine line, and I don't know if there's a real answer for it, but when you feel it and you know it, you do. You just know it. And I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to being able to listen and actually listen and process information that people give you and do with it what feels right. Because some people just, you know, they're never going to be able to act right around certain people. They're just not.
They're not. But one of the things, like, I'm really focused on too now is – and this is also the empathetic side of me, I guess, is, like, I don't know what made you that way. So that's one of the things to where I don't know why you react the way you do in certain situations. You don't know why I act the way I do in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be trauma. It could be just the way you was raised. It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The more you start to actually, like, pay attention, you stop getting so mad at other people. Like, I now I realize, like, you can't help the way you act no more than I can help the way that I act. And that's kind of freeing. That's just, it makes you stop being so angry about why the fuck did they do this? Why would they act this way? This is stupid.
Usually people act in a way that's just normal. Like, it's their learned behavior. They're not doing it to be malicious. That's what I tell myself, at least. Now, if somebody's acting a certain way and I feel like they are trying to be malicious, I'm going to have a conversation with them about it. Like, I'm going to approach it. But usually, benefit of the doubt, I feel like people just act in a learned way and they're not aware of it because it's just what they've always done. It's their homeostasis. So, and that's fine. I'm also not afraid. Like, if there's something that I feel like needs to be addressed, I'm going to address it. So.
Yeah, it could also be a defense mechanism. It could be the only thing they've ever known.
Absolutely.
You know, some of us are taught growing up, you know, the flight or fight response, but there's other responses. Like, you don't have to fight. You don't have to run away. You can actually have a conversation and learn from that that situation. But so many people are just taught, hey, look, it's going bad. I'm finna throw hands.
Yes.
And that's not, you know, that's just not the way to be. The older I, and trust me, I've thrown hands. I'll get mad. Like, and I ain't finna say, because there was a time recently I had to throw a dude out of a bar for being a dumbass. And like,
that's a different story.
He deserved
that's a different story.
But I still should have, looking back at it, there were still different ways to handle that.
He probably wasn't in a place to be reasonable if he's at a bar. I'm just saying.
Well, he was just a fucking idiot. Like, I was standing next to this girl. He come up and got in between us. And I knew they had dated before, and he's a dick. Mm-hmm. And he just automatically, like, wanted to try to throw his weight around, I guess.
Sure.
And I ain't the one.
I know that. Last time I was with you is when you caused some shit. I remember now.
What did I do last time?
Well, y'all got in a couple fights. Well, not fights, but who was it? Who were we with? They had to drag you out a little bit. Two times in one night.
No, I don't. Yes. I don't remember this.
No hands were thrown.
This sounds made up.
No, I swear to God, was it Brian? No, it was at the time after Brian was. Who the fuck was with us? I don't remember.
I'm interested to hear this.
There were just a couple times when a couple guys didn't act right, and we were walking out. It was at Chiefs. I think both times were at Chiefs.
Okay,
in that place.
I
like Chiefs a lot too. I'm pretty sure this guy was just not acting right at the door with security or something. Or I don't even know. I don't know what happened, but the guy got pushed into me and I fell over.
That wasn't.
I don't even remember what happened.
I don't even remember what happened. I do.
No, it wasn't crazy. It didn't escalate. Yeah. But I'm just saying there were a couple times that I'm like,
well, yeah. I'm real big on the cowboy shit. Like,
I know you are.
Cowboy and mafia shit is like my stuff.
I know you are. And you stand up for anybody out there.
Yeah, and it's just like, you stand up for the weak anyway.
Yeah.
But you, like, if somebody's being done wrong, you stand up for them. Like, you don't wait on somebody else to do it. I've never been that type. I'll never be that type. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to learn how to stand up in a different way now. Because I don't want to go to jail. And also the more and more I realize it, is like, you know, because it's even this way with me. You can punch me in the face and it's going to hurt physically for a little while, but I'm going to forget you did it tomorrow. But if you hurt
really? Punched me in the face, I remember forever.
No, that physical fucking pain doesn't bother me. Like, I feel like that's just somebody letting aggression out. Like, sure. And everybody lets aggression out in different ways. But like, if you hurt my feelings, it'll last a lifetime. Or if you have a heart to heart with me, it'll last a lifetime. So it's like, I think most people are like that now. It's like, you can knock the fuck out of somebody and they'll get over it. But if you have a stern talking to and you tell them what they're doing and why they're wrong, in your opinion, maybe it's something that sticks with them. It's kind of like showing a little bit of grace too. It's like, instead of me just wanting to knock the hell out of you, let me talk to you. Now, if the talking don't work, these hands still do.
I just want to say, for the record, I don't think any woman would ever get over somebody punching them in the face. I think that's a man thing.
It probably is.
Somebody punch me in the face, I will remember that, and I will not get over it.
I've got best
probably
friends.
Probably because I'll take it personally. I'll take it emotionally.
I got best friends that we have got into altercations, and then the next day we're fine.
Yeah, that's a man thing. Y'all are physical. Yeah. We're relational.
Yeah. Women are, yeah. Yeah. Y'all are a lot.
I know that. Every month I got to deal with this shit. Why?
Yeah,
I did not sign up for this. That's all I got to say. But I get to make money off my tits. So
you got that going for you.
I got to have the babies, but I get to make money off titties. So
what are, because I guess we're going to do another episode next month with some of the girls you work with out in Savannah. Yes. First off, why did y'all pick Savannah?
So I have a photographer it's a small world. You probably know. So there's a photographer in Savannah. He has worked with Kristen, who I know you like, and
is that the tattooed one that I commented on the other day?
I don't know.
Kristen who?
She's short. She's got a big old booty. I invited her and Lila to your podcast in Nashville, and they ended up not coming.
You talking about all thick epotamus.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're best friends, her and Lila. And Lila, I met her, the photographer in Savannah, through her. But anyway, I won't get into it. So he's there, and he wanted to do a shoot again with me. And I'm like, hey, there's all these girls that I work with that I've been helping. If I can bring them all together and we can get some reels done and stuff, can you do a photo shoot for all of them? They're all brand new girls.
Yeah.
And it's so cute, Josh. It is so cute. I've got a couple girls that are brand new. And they are so, like, skeptical. And they're like, wait, what is this thing? Like, am I going to get hurt? Like, what are you going to do? What is he going to do? Is he safe? And I'm like, baby, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, this thing I'm putting together for you.
Yeah.
And I will hold your hand, and I promise to God you are safe, because I will fuck somebody up.
I'll come help hold hands if I need to.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he said, I'll come do the podcast. And I'm like, by the way, there's another strange man coming. You're going to love him. they have no idea how amazing this is going to be. They're getting photos. They're getting reels with, you know, and they're all kind of brand new, but I get to bring them together and introduce them to each other. I get to show them how the industry should be done properly, and how there doesn't need to be any drama. We are bringing real. We are bringing hard work, ethic. A lot of these girls are young. I've got some older girls coming too that are still kind of new, but everybody's just real. You're going to, oh my God, the podcast.
We said November the 10th, right?
9th.
The 9th on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That works for me. All right. So I'll go ahead and tell y'all, this is what's going to have to happen.
Tell me.
If I'm coming to a Savannah, especially on a Saturday.
Uh-oh.
You can bitch and fuss at me all you want, but I'm going to talk to girls into it regardless.
Oh God. Okay.
So let's record the show like about 6 or 7. Mm. Y'all work all day up till when I get there.
Yep.
Let's do the show.
Yep.
Pack the equipment up.
You want to go out.
Then I'm taking you guys to River Street.
Okay. I love River Street.
Yeah, y'all can get some content. Y'all can get content on River Street. And it's where I don't have to just come down there and turn right back.
Okay, but are you staying then? We'll talk about that.
I mean, if I get drunk, I might as well, you know, stay.
All right. Well, I'm looking at Airbnb today, so I'll just make sure you have a room.
Yeah, just make sure, or a couch or something.
Okay.
If I got to get a hotel, if anybody thinks it's weird me staying there, I'll just get a hotel.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, I don't want anybody's boyfriends or anybody's husbands to be like, why is this incredibly attractive, thin, bald man?
If their insecurities are going to be that loud, they don't belong there anyway. They're dating OF girls. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's all I got to say about that. But also, I'll fuck them up for you.
There you go. I just don't like dealing with dumbasses. You know, I don't.
No. I don't invite dumbasses to my things.
Good.
So. Well,
I didn't realize it was a Saturday. So that's even better.
Well, we can do it. I offered you more days. We can do it any day.
No, we can do it Saturday because this will be perfect. If I do that Saturday, mm-hmm. I'll come back home and I'll rest Sunday and I'll leave for Nashville that Monday because I have a show the
3rd. Oh, yeah, because that's your Nashville trip.
So that'll be perfect.
So Sunday would not be good. We could do, well, we're all flying in Friday, so we have to do Saturday.
Saturday's fine. Plus, Saturday on River.
Don't get too fucked up.
Saturday on River Street. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if I do,
you have a buffer time.
I have a buffer day. I can come back and sleep all day on Sunday because I'm less than 2 hours away from Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll come back and sleep all day Sunday. I already have my bags and shit packed. The equipment will be packed because I would just have had it with you guys.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be golden. I'll be golden.
Okay. It's going to be really fun.
I bet it will.
And I'm excited. Really, truly, and I feel this in my soul, I want to, because, oh my God, there's so much insane, chaotic drama in the industry that I want no fucking part of. If I ever see texts or anything crazy gossiping about a girl, like, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. I will work with women, even if they have beef with other people, I will work with you up until the point you do me dirty. And then I'm not gonna slander you. You're just gone. You have lost the opportunity to work with me, which sucks because I'm going places. So sorry. But I just don't want any part of it. Now it hurts though, because it's such a small industry. You post yourself with anybody and they've got beef with somebody, you're immediately blacklisted with a whole bunch of other people, even if you had nothing to do with it. But when I work together with people, if you're going to start talking shit about somebody, I need you to just turn it off. I don't want any part of it. It's not going to bring us closer. I'm not bonding over crazy. I'm not doing that. This group, I'm determined to teach them how it can be healthy, how it can be fun, how, you know, we get to actually, personally, what I've learned through OnlyFans is just a lot of self-exploration and positivity and, you know, growth for myself. And I just feel like it can easily be that way for a lot of people. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a horrible experience for people. And I would like to bring that, especially to a lot of girls who are just now starting, I would like to bring that to them and just show them how it can be and how it should be done.
Yeah, not enough people see what you do or what we do as an actual business. And like, it should be a business environment. Like, like when the cameras are on or when you're all shooting like content or whatever, or like you're in those atmospheres, like you shouldn't be bad mouthing other people. One thing that you will learn very quickly in country music or in social media is that if you say the wrong thing around the wrong person, it's getting back to that person.
You should always assume that whatever you say or text, anything is going to get back to the person or spun in some way.
Oh, 1,000.
Don't fucking say it.
No, you
like,
can't.
Don't even assume that somebody is going to take your side and they're going to agree with you, because they might one day, and then y'all get to fight and then they don't. Or they really don't agree with you, and they're like, just don't say shit.
Yeah,
because it's
like,
going to get back.
I get a lot of artists in Nashville that know how I feel about poppy country or country rap or just anything that's bullshit.
Right.
And they'll talk to me about it. And they talk to me about it because they know I'm in the industry, but I'm on the outside looking in. I'm the one guy that you can come to and talk to about that shit. That's not going to sit here and say, oh, blah, 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 so-and-so said this. Now, I'll sit here and say who I don't like all day, but I also know how to word it to where it's like, do I like Kane Brown's music? No, I don't. But do I think he's a good person from what I know about him? Yes, I think he is. But, like, I also can say it in a way to where they can't, to where, like, oh, shit, if I say that I don't like so-and-so, if I don't like Dan and Shay, then I'm just the worst people ever. Like, and it's not. It's
Are you trying to say that if you say that, it's going to get back to them? Because do you know those people? Can I meet them?
One of them I played golf around. I played a golf tournament.
Golf around?
Well, I've almost hit him with a golf ball.
You're like, maybe.
Well, this is where I kind of suck at my job, is I'm put in those situations at charity events sometimes to where I don't do my job well, to where I should be shaking hands and introducing myself.
Yeah, and I wouldn't either. I get shy.
Josh. I don't really get shy. It's just
I don't want to interfere with their day. I don't want to bother them.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't want to bother you. Like, I you're out there to have fun. You're out there to have a good time. I don't want to be the reason why you don't want to come back to this golf tournament next year, or why you're like, hey, man, that podcast guy walked up and whatever. But I'm getting to the point to where what's really cool, and I'm sure you kind of have this with people introducing you, like people I think you are becoming successful when people introduce you and they share your accolades for you. They share your credentials for you, to where like, I had one of the coolest moments of my life where Bobby Pinson, have you met Bobby with us?
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-mm. Bobby's one of my favoriteest people in Nashville. I love him to death. He introduced me to one of my absolute heroes, Jamie Johnson and Randy Houser.
Oh,
and
I love it.
He introduced them as, hey, Josh has got one of the biggest podcasts in the country. He's just one of the coolest. He's one of the real ones. And that's what like was one of the biggest moments of my career.
Yeah.
And it's nothing that I can show on paper or whatever.
Right.
But in my head, it's like, if those people that I value are spreading my name that way,
that's what I want.
That's what I want. Like, that's
what
how I know
too.
Success is, like, the success that I am dying for is around the corner.
Right. That's my thing. In the OF world, like I was saying, there's just a lot of drama. There's a lot of chaos. And there's a lot of girls that have come to me with drama. And I'm not judging them. And I get it. Like, it sucks. Sometimes, like, you are done dirty and you want to talk to somebody about it. And I get that. God, I get that. But at the end of the day, it's not my business. And I don't have enough energy to handle all the things I have to handle and then put my energy into something like that. But they will come to me and I will respectfully tell them, I don't want any part of that. Now, later on when, you know, they're in another situation, if my name gets brought up, I don't want them saying, you know, I said these things or I was mean to them, or, you know, I don't want that. I want them to say, oh yeah, she didn't agree with me and she doesn't hate this person, but she also, like, she listened to me and she, you know, like, I don't want people to think I'm ever taking sides, or I want my name to be clear, and I want people to see the positive things that I do, yeah. Which sounds really stupid for being in the OF world.
No, it doesn't.
Like, but
no, you're literally drawing a line in the sand, like morally.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't want to be, I refuse for my name to be tied to anybody that causes big issues. Like, I will nip that in the bud before it even happens, but I'm also not going to say no. If somebody hasn't done anything wrong to me, I will work with them. And like I said, I will never, ever bring up somebody's name or talk bad about them, just ever, ever, ever. And I will stop it if it happens. But I mean, I don't know. I'm all about networking too. I love getting to know people. I get like, but I also don't want to know your personal business. I want to know you on a business level.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the fuck out of there.
Well,
so.
You said it earlier, but you're not supposed to judge other people by what other people tell you about them.
No.
You're supposed to give them a chance to show them yourself, to show them you.
Right. And I think that also boils down to the fact that, like, by the way, we're not supposed to be friends with everybody. Personalities are just not going to mesh sometimes, and you're going to have differences. And if you have differences and you just decide that that's not going to work well for you, it's okay to not be friends. You don't have to be friends with everybody. You shouldn't be. And I don't like when people think that just because you're not friends with somebody, you're enemies. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Tupac has one of my favorite quotes, and it's, if everybody likes you, you're living wrong.
I love that. You're
being fake as fuck to somebody.
That's what it is. You're being a yes man, and it's okay. Yeah. Like, I have somebody who's come to me and they're like, well, what if this person doesn't like you? And I'm like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't need to be cool with everybody like that.
I like the fact that there are certain people that know not to like to fuck with me, but not like, like, we're not disrespectful to each other.
Right.
Or anything like that. One of the things that I have made, and like, you've been at several of the shows that I host in Nashville.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, when I first started doing them and they were blowing up the way they were, people would hit me up about coming to play my round. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point to where, like, I had to make like several, not really videos or what, I can't remember. It might've just been comments and posts, but it'd be like, look, I'm not knocking how anybody else does rounds. I'm not knocking how anybody else does their podcast. This is mine. I'm going to put the people on that I like. Now, that doesn't mean you're bad. That doesn't mean I dislike you as a person. It just means that your musical taste or your opinions or whatever are not of mine. That's it. Like, if you, I hate when anybody thinks that if I don't mess with you, that I think that you're bad at what you do. I do not.
You do have to struggle with that a lot, huh? People taking it personally. But this is your art. It's hard to see that, because there are people who think it's just a podcast and it's just advertising. But this is your art, and you can't be passionate about it if it's not something you're passionate for. You know?
I can't get all hyped up for a guest if I don't actually like the guest.
Right. I'm the same way. I can't fake that shit. I feel like a girl, you know, in the OF world, like, we have different personalities, and I'm not going to be able to just have that, you know, that back and forth with somebody, I'm not going to force it. I don't really want it on my page. You're going to be able to tell it's fake, and then I'm just doing it for whatever. And I don't want that.
I have country rappers all day, every day. I'm talking about all day, every day, sending me demos, messages about being on the show.
Right.
And it's like, look, there's about 3 or 4 country rappers that I would have on this show. And I try to tell this story every time. The Lax just hosted Will Mosley, and I love Will Mosley, down at LaxFest.
Yeah.
And I ain't the biggest fan of their music, but I've been around them a couple of times. And they are the nicest human beings, and they are killing it. Like, they are so nice. Even one of them told me one time, and I respect this about this dude till the day he dies or day I die. But he's like, he asked me if I liked his music. And I was like, I'm not the biggest fan, but you're killing it, dude. And I can have a good time at your concert. Like, this is cool. And he's like, dude, he's like, if I could sing, I would sing. This is how I get my art out.
Sure.
And I was like, I can respect the absolute hell out of that. That is cool. And then I think other rappers have heard me, or country rappers have heard me say that before, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I want to be part of it. Like, I want to come on." And then like I listen to their stuff, and then I watch some of their content and stuff, and it's like, I'm good. I'm telling you, they want to be dicks to me in Nashville. When I run into one in Nashville,
that's hard because like their music literally is like their bait. Like it is a part of them. It's an emotional thing for you to deny that, you know, emotional gift that they're trying to give you in like the most vulnerable way possible. I could see them taking that very personally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If people don't take my content, I can't take it personally. Well, that's not true. I don't know why some people say they don't like my titties, but no, I'm just kidding. Nobody says that. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only gift I have. It's vulnerable, but it's not like music, you know? Yeah. It's not like...
Yeah, but your personality too. Like, I know people probably just look at your shit for the content, but your personality makes you very, very valuable.
Okay, first of all, I appreciate that very much. And I've actually asked that on my live streams because I have people come in time and time again and I'm like, I don't know what I did to deserve this. I have the most loyal, incredible community around me. And I very much appreciate them. Hey to all my misfits. Love you guys. but it's just the most incredible thing. And they did say the other day, they were like, well, it's your personality. You bring, your energy to this. And I feel like I don't, like, I always feel like I'm failing because I hate being online. It doesn't come naturally to me. I'm not, and I feel like I'm failing, but I'm trying my hardest. And
you're definitely not failing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think it just comes down to trying to make connections with people. And we know that it really does. So
you're not even kind of failing.
You haven't seen some of these live streams. Sometimes I wear a corn dog costume with like a stick dick.
Stick dick?
it's a corn dog and it has a stick right here. Just hanging down.
That's a little excessive.
Well, okay. Listen, we decided we wanted to talk about how I like making corn. And so I just kind of went all out. Now I wear corn dogs and corn hats. And
that's funny.
Creamed corn and spicy corn. And we have a good time with corn. It is funny.
No, I can appreciate the shout of that. Well, drop your handles. I think we did a good enough job for today. And plus,
I'll be
recording with you and those girls in the next little over a month. So we'll touch base more then.
I can't wait. Well, everybody can find me at pretty much everywhere. You Found Missy. Instagram's You Found Missy. Not Misty. Missy. MISSY. And OnlyFans is you_found_Missy. Always find me. I'll always be somewhere.
That's perfect then, darling. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out and doing the show. And I look forward to seeing you next month. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We will catch y'all next time.